Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
One of the cool things that they do with the SEC is they honor SEC legends from each school, and they do that in each school's first game of the tournament. Tonight, Tennessee plays Mississippi State. We're pleased to be joined at the table by Tennessee legend Mike Jackson, who will be honored tonight. That's got to make you feel great, and to be honored in your hometown is even better, right, Mike?
No, I'm on cloud nine, and it's been a real ride, and you said it exactly right. I am truly honored, and what could be better than being in my hometown, my Vols, you know, my family's here.
Yep.
And what a year they're having.
Played in at Tennessee, 73-77, co-captain, 1977 SEC championship team with Bernard King and Ernie Grunfeld. And Mike, you averaged 16.7 points per game as a junior, 15.4 as a senior. My first question, how did you find enough shots to average that many points with those two dudes running around?
Yeah. It was awfully hard, I'll tell you that. You know, it was awfully hard. We had a little bit of an advantage. You know, Coach Mears specialized. I mean, you did one job, and you did it well, and I just happened to be a shooter and couldn't be denied, even though I had my infamous teammates averaging over 20.
Yeah.
You know, once I started being consistent and he saw that, he said, hey, you know, we got to get Mike a few shots, too. So it worked out.
Let me ask you, when Bernard King came to the team and you saw him play for the first time, what did you think?
Well, the first thing I noticed about Bernard is his intensity.
Yeah.
I have never to this day seen a player that can turn it on like a light switch just by mental focus. It was just phenomenal. I noticed it before we played the first game, you know, first time I practiced with him, even going one-on-one and just, you know, kidding around. He was dead serious, and he just went into another mode. You could see it in his eyes. And obviously the 43.4 first game said it all.
So before the first game, the first time you saw him, you're like, okay, we got something here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We bonded immediately.
Yeah.
Got to learn a little bit about his upbringing, bringing his family. He played with a chip on his shoulder, and that kind of evolved from his life. You know, he had that kind of mentality, and it translated right onto the basketball court to his advantage.
When you have a phenomenon like that team was, it probably sometimes almost felt like you were the Beatles when you'd go places, because everybody wanted to come and see what you guys were doing, right? I mean, everybody wanted to see you guys play.
We had the luxury, and you can call it an advantage, but I call it a godsend of coming up under Coach Mears, Coach Aberdeen, in an era of Tennessee basketball that was a change. And you're exactly right. There was so much interest in Vol Nation. Just got behind us the whole way, and we had responded already. But everybody knew it was a big change in Coach Mears' philosophy,
right,
in playing, and it just took off. You know, the support was incredible.
What was it like after all these years to get that phone call? Because these SEC legends every year, I mean, these are the biggest names from all these schools, and it's such a cool thing. This is one of the best parts of the tournament. You get that phone call. What was your thought process, and how much did it kind of send you back in time to think about your teammates and what you accomplished?
Oh, it was incredible. I got the call from Coach Fulmer, and he informed me of the decision. And, you know, it just brought me back to all the memories that came flooding in. My teammates first, our time together. The years, you know, you always think about all the hard work you put in for something like that, and then it comes to fruition. This type of honor is just, it's an overwhelming feeling. You know, the first thing I wanted to do was reach out to my family and tell close family and friends about the situation and just share that. And still to this day, it's just irreplaceable, the type of honor it is.
You talk about those memories and your teammates and the work that you guys put in. What stands out, whether it be a game or a moment or anything, what stands out the most to you when you think back to the good days?
Good. That's a great question, and I've thought about that several times. Of course, you remember the individual games that you stood out and you played well. You know, I had a few of those. But I'll tell you, the one thing that stands out to me is my teammates and the bond that we had during that time. For several reasons, is because we all grew up together. You know, Coach Mears and Coach Aberdeen and the staff there, they really taught us to be men first. It was a man first mentality. It's time for you to grow up, you know, mental focus, you know, character, you know, fulfill your obligation. So when I think about that era, I look from now where myself and my teammates are, and I don't know very many teams you can say this about. University of Tennessee all the way. I'm sure there's some other D1 schools that can look back on eras, but you can look back 1 to 10, 12, even the walk-ons that we had, and to this day, every last one of us are good men. And that's what means a lot to me, is the bond we had, knowing how we came up under each other. That's the most memorable thing about me, because we all know that. We all know we came from the same cloth that way. And to this day, you can go by everybody's bio and you can see the influence that we had on each other, the coaching staff had on us. That's the most important thing to me and the most thing that I'm most proud of.
Former Tennessee star Mike Jackson will be honored tonight at halftime of the Tennessee-Mississippi State game. He'll be on the floor with Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, honored as an SEC legend tonight. It's funny describing that team. That's kind of what I think of when I think about Rick Barnes and this group. Do you see a connection there, too?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredible. This team, I'm awfully proud of them. Obviously, but I'm proud of them because of who they are. You know, the type of team that they are. They go out, and if you look at the totality of the season, they go out to work. You know, they go out to work, and that comes from the top. Coach Barnes and the staff has done an incredible job in just what the things that I grew up with. You know, he's taught these guys how to be men. He's taught them about character, faith, you know, mental focus. You know, at this time of the year, all the rhetoric is the same, you know, for everybody. You know, it's the rhetoric. Rhetoric gets old. Now it's time for going out and winning each play. What are you going to do to win each play? And that they can draw from how they've grown up to be focused, to be men, to carry themselves well. You know, just all the spokes in the wheel are there. One breaks down, they don't care who does what.
They just
go out to play and give everything that they got, and I think that's what's going to carry them through this tournament.
You know, it's interesting, too, and you could speak to this, but, you know, they'll remember that loss in overtime to LSU, whatever, but what impacts them are things like going to see Tony White the other day at Vanderbilt Hospital. And you talk about the journey as a collegiate athlete. It's things like that and being involved with people that sticks out.
In 2019, it's really refreshing. You know, Coach Barnes has instigated that, and I'm, you know, obviously, you know, we all are supportive of T. White. You know, I'll be over to see him soon. And just seeing that is good, not only, of course, for Tony. I know how he is. But just think about the influence on young guys like that, you know, to, hey, we're going to take time out of basketball to do this. You know, absolutely. You know, I had a similar situation with a brother, a teammate of mine, David Moss, who lost his leg to cancer and then his life in 1994. And I feel that same connection through the guys, with Tony, through Coach Barnes, what's important to him. Because, yeah, as a 16, 17-year-old, you don't really know how to handle that until somebody shows you the way. You know, takes you by the hand and say, hey, this is important. These are the things that are important in life. And if you do these things, then you're going to be successful on the court as well, you know, by giving everything that you got, realizing what's important to your teammates. It's just incredible. You know, it's all there.
Man, I wish we could have gotten you an orange blazer to wear tonight on our Coach Mears.
I got one
hanging
in my closet. I just can't fit it anymore. Well, that's all, you know, but I'm working on it.
Mike Jackson will be honored tonight as an SEC legend for Tennessee. Mike, what are you up to these days? Let people know.
Well, I tell you, I probably have the most rewarding career that I've had. I was in the car business for lots of years in the auto finance business, but I am at American Addiction Centers, you know, out in Nashville, out in Brentwood, Tennessee, and we're just about helping people. You know, you think about what's going on in the world and the nation, especially here with the opioid addiction, the crisis there, and we focus on one individual at a time with a strong portfolio around the nation, several reps, and I deal with the social workers and hospitals and clinics and individuals and families, and sometimes it's over the phone, sometimes it's face-to-face with friends and family, but when you help somebody and then you're in a life-threatening situation, I mean, what could be better than that as a career?
Awesome. It's always good to see you, my friend. Congratulations.
Great to see you, man. Always, man. You're like family.
Yeah.
You guys like family. You know, you carry this city. You know?
Hardly. Would you call him the mayor?
Yes. Right. Yeah. I don't think we're getting honored tonight. Hey, congratulations. Have fun with it, man. And we'll see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mike Jackson.
Appreciate it.
That SEC championship team with Bernard King, Ernie Grunfeld, Mike Jackson, Johnny Darden, Reggie Johnson. That was something. Back in the day, and a lot of people comparing this group to that group. So we appreciate Mike for stopping by. 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. The Tennessee Titans with a press conference. Cameron Wake did talk about Ryan Tannehill, his former teammate and now new teammate. Also, John Robinson decided to step up to the podium as well. So we'll tell you what he had to say about trading for Miami quarterback Ryan Tannehill. Your spot to watch some college basketball as we watch many, many games. You can do it